You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Hi, everyone. Today, we're talking about success. Now, whether you feel you have all the success you want or you feel it's eluded you, we have a very different perspective on how to achieve it. We see there have been so many people sidelined because the rules of success, I'll get it right before the end of the show, a success attainment doesn't suit them. Stay tuned. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the Ecosystem Approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. All right, Jason, I've heard so much about success all my life, of course. It never seemed to be relevant to me. How are we going to offer a different perspective?
It starts with the assumptions regarding success.
Okay.
Most people accept those assumptions without any consideration, and then they become invisible.
Correct.
So we kind of go blindly forward mm-hmm. without really understanding what the assumptions are.
Okay.
And so we're going to look at those assumptions and then offer a better way.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What are those assumptions? And this is my favorite, that hard-charging, hard-driving individuals that don't take no for an answer are the successful type.
Okay.
You know, how many times have you heard, you know, that person's going to be successful. You know, maybe he's a bully. Maybe he's, you know, he pushes his way to do everything. That you're a machine, and then if you supercharge it and tweak it,
then
it
you'll be successful.
To the max. Yes.
Then you'll be successful. Okay.
You know,
okay.
That you can program and drive yourself to be successful.
Okay.
Now, I'm not a car person, really, but, you know, I know these hot rods that they race on they turn up the power potential.
Correct.
But they're always blowing engines. You know, they're always crashing.
Yes, they are.
They tweak them so they operate at the max.
Right.
And they destruct all the time. Now, okay. So people say, oh, yeah, I get that. You know,
but they don't see that as something that they're doing to themselves. Is that what you're saying?
Well, sometimes they say, oh, I don't want that. That's
sure.
That lifestyle is not for me.
Okay.
And therefore you accept a level of success that may be way below what you should have.
Correct.
Because of this assumption that you have to charge forward and be this hard driving, take no prisoners okay. type of person. And
okay.
we're saying, and this is, you know, you got to listen to this show because we're saying, hey, there's another way.
Okay.
There's a better way.
Yes.
And that way is actually kind of feels good. It doesn't kind of feel good.
It is.
Yes.
It does feel good. Yes.
So there's another thing that we see.
Okay.
That people who have been successful in the world have been abused in a way that they seek to prove themselves to the world.
Correct.
You know, there's a famous line and Gone with the Wind.
Oh, as that one,
yes.
as God is my witness, I'll never go hungry again.
So I can imagine she must have been, she was always difficult to deal with. This was Scarlett O'Hara.
This was Scarlett O'Hara.
And yes, but she was exactly. always difficult to deal with. But after she made that vow to herself,
yes,
you know, she would probably be even more difficult.
Right.
And I guarantee you in the plantation and in her community, there would be a wake of people, things, structures that have fallen away as a result of that.
Well, everybody learned
that drive for success.
Everybody learned to stay out of her way.
Yes.
Because she was really difficult. And I realize that's a story, but we've seen Scarlett O'Hara's everywhere. I'm sure all of you have a Scarlett O'Hara in your life.
So to be honest, okay, we know that doing it this way works in the world today.
Okay.
You know, I just want to say, put it out there, you know, the Elon Musks of the world.
Yes, yes.
The Steve Jobs, you know, we see those as being hard charging.
Yeah.
Individuals.
Absolutely.
You know, but here's the thing. There are huge toxic side effects. And it can kill people.
Yes.
Heart disease, diabetes, cancer, all the stress-related illnesses.
Correct.
It can kill marriages and family relationships.
Yeah.
Those who don't fit into this profile are discarded. And there's huge amounts of talent and ability that is wasted.
And never even noticed.
Never even noticed.
I know that
and
one.
It could even be within yourself right now.
Yes.
And if this is, if we're talking to a part of you that is just saying, oh my gosh, this is me. He's talking about me.
Okay.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for the free section. You'll get our weekly newsletter and the clearings and the backstory about this show and all of our other shows. Mm-hmm. But we'll talk about that some more.
Okay.
So keep listening. Here we go. So we assume that the only way to have success is this hard charging, hard driving.
Right.
And therefore becomes the truth. And if you're not that way,
And if you're not that way, the message comes out, you're not good enough. You've failed. You have no value.
Exactly. Now, you know,
sorry,
I've tried to do that. I couldn't sustain it because it wasn't really me. You know,
totally.
I could be aggressive.
Yes. Yes.
You know, when I'm doing something that I love and that I'm interested in, but I couldn't bully people.
Because you have too much heart.
Well, I saw the effects and I just couldn't
That's
do that
point.
Out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions about people that have been successful.
Right.
And some of them, they have it within themselves. So if you ask someone who's been successful, what's the secret of your success?
Right.
They'll almost always say hard work and persistence.
Yes.
Hard work. It's a mantra.
Persistence and determination.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, we look at it and say, okay, is that really true? One of the things that we see is that there's a factor of luck. You know, Bill Gates, you know, he's been demonized.
Truly.
I don't want to get into any of that, but he's been, he made a lot of money.
And a little bit. Yeah.
I think timing had a big... really a big part of his wealth and the wealth that he created.
Correct.
Because he created this operating system. I don't think he even created it, but
he
put it out there in the world at the right time.
Well, and
it became the standard. And as a result, that's where it's not that I'm sure there was a lot involved in getting it to be the standard and to, in terms of marketing and, you know, developing your company, but you know, is his success versus even you, if you're listening right now, are they that much different?
No.
You know, that's the question that I have.
Right.
And when I was growing up, this is a little bit about me, but I was fascinated about success. And I knew that I had something that I wanted to present to the world. And so I read a lot of biographies, and Thomas Edison was one of the big ones.
Okay.
And we pulled up this article. It's kind of interesting. It really wasn't on the point, but this guy is saying that Thomas Edison wasn't that smart or a great inventor, but he created a mystique about himself.
Yes.
About being a hard worker. And one of the things that he did, and we got an article here and I'm going to look at it. It said that, that he really was kind of a nerd and he struggled socially, and that's why he was in his laboratory so much. But he created a He got a story placed in a local newspaper that described him, that one of his colleagues saw him in the laboratory sleeping on his desk. Right. And he went
late at night,
like a midnight. And he woke him up, and the guys, and Edison said, "Oh my gosh, I got married today. I probably should go home." You know, and whether it was true or not doesn't really matter.
Right.
He did that story to create a mystique that he was so hardworking
that he was willing to give up this fresh new relationship to work hard, and be diligent at it and all of those things.
It was his hard work that created the electric light bulb and all those other things. The guy in the story says, well, a lot of other people created the electric light bulb before Edison did.
Right.
But what he did, what he was able to do is program other people
to believe
this mystique about himself.
Exactly.
That was a big part of success, which is the flip side of this idea, these assumptions about success.
Right. Exactly.
Some of them are really just phony. Some of them are just PR, you know.
Well, in fact, I would say a lot of them are just PR. But yes, so Jason, let's talk about how the money game.
The money game is a big part of this. We've talked about this before. That success in the world has been gamified.
Yes.
So money success is not about who's the best.
Right.
It's about who plays the game the best.
Exactly.
And when you understand that, it changes everything. And so that means that not the best and the brightest are the ones who are getting successful.
Right.
It's the people that are the best and the brightest in terms of playing the game.
Exactly.
We're going to talk some more about
this. All right.
This.
We're running out of time here. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
The common assumptions regarding success are false and create toxic side effects.
Mm-hmm.
The toxic side effects of success programming literally kills people and destroys relationships.
Yes.
Successful people do not understand their own success, but repeat common myths, hard work and persistence.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to overcome those assumptions about success, especially your success.
Right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about a real approach to success using what? The ecosystem approach. Even if you have to play the money game, we'll talk about a way to play the game better. That's the money game, and still have real success. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Caring for someone with a life-altering diagnosis? You are a care hero. Navigating the unfamiliar options can be overwhelming, but you are not alone. Tune in to A Cup of Comfort with me, Trish Lau, twice monthly on Transformation Talk Radio. Let me guide you through your care hero journey by providing actionable information on how to care for a loved one in need. For more information about me, visit trishlaub.com. That's Trish Laub, L-A-U-B as in boy, .com.
Do you have traits of ADD or ADHD? It can be hard to meet society's expectations of productivity when traditional approaches to time management and organization don't work for your unique brain. You need customized strategies. In the ADHD Self-Mastery Podcast with Bonnie Minku, you get concise, actionable solutions to help you modify your approach and achieve your goals. Learn more about Bonnie at thrivewithADD.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee-skippee to that, baby.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to the Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Take us with you on your morning commute. Download your favorite shows and listen anytime. Just visit transformationtalkradio.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about a real approach to success using the ecosystem approach, even if you have to play the money game. We'll talk about a way to play the game better and still have real success. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Jason, I understand that our approaches to success are not always positive or healthy. What is a real approach to success, and what does the ecosystem approach have to do with it?
So we kind of trash the regular approach.
Yes,
You know, most self-help is saying, okay, drive how to program yourself, how to drive yourself more, how to be more effective, you know, all those things. So what is the answer? So the ecosystem approach we'll give you some broad ideas about this. Teaches you to treat yourself like an ecosystem instead of a machine, and to develop your talents and ability in natural and healthy ways.
Right.
You know, when you start to develop your natural abilities, they're always the strongest. They're always the best.
Also some of the most surprising, but go ahead.
And for the most part, it's easy for you.
Yes.
You don't have to force yourself.
No, it happens.
Drive yourself.
Exactly.
It just kind of works.
Yes.
And you can craft them so they can be usable in the world.
Correct.
Now, I just want to say this about the money game.
Okay.
A lot of people live, you know, work in corporate America. Mm-hmm. Where they work, it's a game.
Total.
And we've had so many people come to us, and it's been our experience in our own life.
Yes.
That we've missed promotions or whatever because we weren't good at playing the game.
Right.
You know, I'm working with, I've worked with artists, and I tell them, hey, you have to understand the game. You have to understand the game that you're in if you're going to be successful.
Correct.
You know, and it's always really important to understand the game. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk more about that in just a minute, but this natural way is sustainable and takes the least amount of energy.
It's
easy to implement. I mean, I think about her, you know, I mean, when we met, you were doing purchasing.
Right.
Which is basically, you know, basically going, you know, it was administrative position where you're talking from inbox to outbox and talking to people and talking about timing and talking about price and,
correct,
you know, working on these things. But it certainly wasn't you. And you expended a huge amount of energy just getting through 8 hours or 9 hours or whatever it was, you know,
as little hours as possible.
When we work now, you know, we work with clients. You know, I've heard you're amazing. People have said that about me. You know, our clients have said that about us.
Yes.
That we have these amazing insights, and it's like, oh my gosh,
right?
You know, working with these guys is very, very uncommon. I learned so much, blah blah blah.
Right.
We do it with our hands tied behind our back. It is so easy for us. I mean, not to diminish it.
No.
But it's not like we're break a sweat after an hour. It's just we have fun with it.
Totally.
Not only do we do it well, but we have fun doing it.
And the people that are working with us have fun. And how they basically started it is they started using the ecosystem approach.
Yes. Yes. So what we're trying to say is that when you do it naturally, it's sustainable. It doesn't take a lot of energy.
Right.
It feels great and it's very usable.
Right.
And uncovering this process removes barriers. Here's the thing. to your intellectual ability so they can work together in the best way. Well, people don't understand this. People
exactly.
think you're an intuitive. You have all these intuitive abilities, which we do.
Yes.
But what's happened is over these 20 years is that we've been able to combine that with our ability to logic, judgment, perception, vision.
Exactly. And I was going to say the ability to work with money and understand it and the game. Creativity. Yes. It's
just right there.
Thing.
Yes, so putting exactly. it all together is where the real power is.
Exactly.
The whole is greater than some of the parts.
There you go. Okay. Yes, that's not always easy. But you know what? I want to talk about the programming stuff.
Okay.
Jason, because the thing that I understand and that I see it all the time. Programming dumbs you down. It numbs intuition, perspective, emotional intelligence, and even your natural motivation. And there's some of you out there going, What does that mean? That means programming keeps you from acting or doing what is in your own best interest. I'm talking about in every single aspect of your life.
So much has been said about, I'm going to teach you how to motivate yourself.
Oh.
Well, if you have to be taught how to motivate yourself,
right.
you're not doing the ecosystem approach. You've been programmed.
Exactly.
And probably in the wrong way.
Yes.
And teaching someone to motivate themselves in that situation is like supercharging a car the engine's going to blow up at some point in the future.
Well, and you even know that it's going to explode,
yes.
but you just don't know when. A lot of people love that game.
You don't know how to do it any other way.
Exactly. But what we're talking about is if you think of yourself as being that car, and you're supercharging the car with a training or a programming that says, go for it, hard, nose to the grindstone, things like that. Sooner or later, you're going to blow a fuse or you're going to blow an engine.
Yes.
And the last thing you want, how many people have you known in your lifetime that just got so burnt out that they couldn't even see straight?
Couldn't function.
And they couldn't function. Exactly.
It's a real thing.
It is a real thing. And it's really, 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 really sad. So, Jason, how can you develop an innate ability to help you with the money game and the relationship games and all of those things? And by the way, relationships can be a real game.
Here's the thing. People think that okay, I work in corporate America. I know I'm playing the money game. I don't know what it is exactly, but I know that
right.
sounds like that's what I'm doing, which is true. Okay.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that you can't develop your natural abilities.
Well,
and because it's an internal process.
Yes. And the other part is that we all in some way, shape or form play the money game. But if you understand the energy that's behind it, and how you get that understanding is through the ecosystem approach, because then you can see motivations and programming and the rules and all of these things. But when you start using the ecosystem approach and you stand back and you start to observe in a very, I'm going to say rounded way, when you start to see it, then you go, oh, I don't have to buy into that. I like that part of the game. So how do I strengthen that part of me to play that part of the game?
We think in very black and white terms.
Yes, we do.
And so we talk about being authentic.
Right.
And then the money game is fake and full of people who are acting and,
yes.
and playing a role. The two doesn't seem to match.
Correct.
But here's what we know. Okay. The ecosystem approach is not an external thing. It's an internal thing. So when you change on the inside, when you start to know yourself,
yes.
the way
yes.
you really are,
yes.
when you start to see who you are authentically, you can see how other people are authentically. And then you can see the games that they're playing
and
in the arena.
Exactly.
And you can play it better.
If you choose to. And what we're saying is that the ecosystem approach will help you choose whether you want to play this game with that person or that game with this person, that kind of thing. And it's one of the most phenomenal things that you will ever do. But you have to start using the ecosystem approach today.
See, I would never, you know, our relationship, we would never play games with each other. It's authentic.
Right.
We are who we are with each other the time.
Yes.
And we try and be authentic with our clients. But when we go outside of that, it's a game.
And yet we know this. And so we've learned how to do it.
Yes.
In other words, when we started using the ecosystem approach, we figured out that's, like I said a minute ago, that's a game, that's a game, that's a game, that's a game. Do I want to be part of any of it? And if I do, for this or that reason,
right.
Then I can use the ecosystem approach to be the best at the game.
You know, this inward process mm-hmm. helps you uncover the assumptions that you have about your life that's mm-hmm. invisible to you. And then as you see those assumptions, you can see how other people are making those assumptions and outmaneuver them in the game.
Right.
Let's give some examples. Right.
Yes, exactly.
Some of the assumptions you have about yourself. Oh, I can never be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not good at science.
Right.
I mean, women and people of color think that all the time. I'm not good at science.
Well, because we've been told that we're not.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm not a hard driving person. So therefore I don't fit in. I have to be this type of a person to be successful.
And I don't like that kind of a person.
Yes. So that can't be me.
Exactly.
That sort of thing.
Exactly.
Those are all assumptions that aren't necessarily true at all.
Exactly.
So if this is touching you right now, this is the time to go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, and sign up for our free section. That's how you connect with us. That's how you start to uncover your own success.
Mm-hmm. So, Jason, one of the key points of this segment.
Your authentic abilities are always your greatest asset. Take the least energy. Programming dumbs you down and keeps you from all your intellectual abilities. The ecosystem approach teaches you to be yourself and your motives and your other delusions so you can see the same in others.
Correct.
So in other words, you see how you delude yourself or you see what your authentic motives are.
Right.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to use all of your talents and ability in a holistic and organic way.
I love that. In the next segment, we're going to talk about how you can have more success for yourself and overcome negative programming and assumptions that interfere with your success in the world. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country, and it's just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, MaryJaneMack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Grace your space with flair. Dragon Art to Soothe Your Soul by Colette Marie Steffen is available now. Colette invested an average of 6 months on each painting. Her piece titled Courage took 3 years to complete. The paintings are printed with the latest technology to best capture the true essence of the paintings. Browse the 64 dragons and dragonflies and order your paintings today at talesfromthevector.com.
Tune into Hungry for Answers every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Robin Clare. I am a recovery coach, professional, and best-selling author, bringing you eye-opening conversations about addiction and groundbreaking tools for recovery. To learn about me and my offerings, visit clarity.com. That's Claire, C-L-A-R-E, dash I-T-Y.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how you can have more success for yourself and overcome negative programming and assumptions that interfere with your success in the world. We are married intuitives with over 20 years experience who created the ecosystem approach for you. This is much different because we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be restored instead of programmed. We show you how to take an energy approach for internal discovery that is rational, practical, and useful for everyday life. Okay, Jason, what are the biggest blocks to success for most people?
It's negative programming and beliefs and their assumptions about the way things are for them and others around them.
Okay.
So these beliefs and assumptions are energies.
Yes.
I mean, this is the whole basis of the ecosystem approach. They're energies and they can be cleared.
Well, and you know what, this just
you can't outsmart them. You just clear them.
Well, and you know, I realize I'm kind of jumping ahead, but the example I would use and I would use to tell my clients is that I was programmed because I was a girl, I was a woman, and that I didn't have any, quote, any real smarts, that the only thing I would be good for would be being married and having a lot of children. And I have to tell you, I wasn't really good at that part back then. I'll say it that way. The bottom line is I realized there was something more in me. And then when the ecosystem approach came forward, all of a sudden, all of these talents and these abilities came up in a way I knew they were there, but I didn't know how to access them. The ecosystem approach helps anyone be able to access their true abilities.
And then when you change it on the inside, it starts to show on the outside.
And it's phenomenal. And people will say things like, what have you done to yourself? Or, wow, I didn't know you could do that, that kind of thing. And it's like there's a part of you that goes, yeah, I know. It's wonderful.
So we're talking about beliefs and assumptions,
yes.
And they may just not be about specific, what can I do in the world?
Correct.
They may be like, I have to take care of other people's feelings. That kind of programming can keep you from success.
Correct.
If I'm criticized, I'm always wrong. It's always my fault.
Yes.
Or if I'm criticized, it's always the other person's fault.
Yes.
Both of those can keep you from success.
And here's the one. There's a couple here that really amaze me. People are honest and people are dishonest. That's black and white thinking. In other words, it's this way or this way. And, you know, that isn't really how people are.
Yeah. And those kind of beliefs and assumptions keep you from success because it keeps you from playing the game.
Yeah.
Or being authentic.
Right.
So, there's more. I can trust this person, or I can't trust anybody.
Right.
You know, that paranoia doesn't work either. Mm-hmm. I can't do something specific. I'm not good at whatever it is.
Right.
You know, I'm not smart.
Mm. That was a big one for me.
These are my limitations and fill in the blank.
Yes.
Once I see someone in a certain way, they will always be that way. Or
yes.
Once someone sees me in a certain way, then they'll always perceive me that way.
Exactly. And I have to say, because of the ecosystem approach, my husband doesn't see me just one way. And it's very, very positive because truth is, I surprise him all the time.
Well, we kind of surprise each other.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's because when you take away the negative energy, the possibilities are infinite.
I was going to say endless, but
endless, endless, yeah. Infinite. It's amazing. And when you push back some of those assumptions, it really changes you.
Yes,
but the problem is that programming tells you to ignore it.
Yes.
And what we see is as intuitives that when you ignore those feelings, they're still there. Oh, they're still acting upon you. They're whispering in your ear or shouting in your ear all the time.
And the bottom line is when you think you know that it doesn't exist anymore, that isn't you type thing. If you're not using the ecosystem approach, they have a tendency to bite you in the backside and they leave marks.
Well, and what happens is that you become dull, mm-hmm. even to yourself.
Yeah,
I bore myself, you know, and that's not natural. It's not natural to bore yourself. No. And we've had people that have struggled with that.
Yes.
So here's how to do it.
Okay.
Well, you know, and it's not like this is going to be a recipe. It's just some ideas.
Okay.
You go inward. If you listen every week, we tell you how to go inward. We're helping you clearing. So you're always going inward. Know your Enneagram type. We use the Enneagram type as a tool.
Yes.
Know your natal chart, your astrological natal chart. It really helps you see who you are authentically.
It really does.
Clear that your negative beliefs and assumptions, if you know what they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know what they are, if you keep clearing,
you'll start to see. Yes.
Clear what's in your way specifically. Maybe it's something, you know, I don't want to get up in the morning. Well, clear not getting up in the morning.
Right.
I hate my boss. Clear the fact that you hate your boss.
Right.
You know, it whatever's in your way right now.
In that moment.
Yes.
Yes.
And
I hate my kids. Clear that one, that kind of thing. And by the way, you don't really hate your kids. You hate the energy in which your kids are doing things with. Boy, that's a big one.
Or if the situations that's been created.
Exactly. And when you can see it from that, that makes you feel not so helpless or hopeless to do something about it.
And if you see yourself as an ecosystem, mm-hmm. here are the pieces of those ecosystem. Then you're always trying to maintain it by clearing constantly, consistently,
and specifically.
And that specific part is what makes the ecosystem approach really amazing.
Correct.
Because you know what?
I just want to take a moment and say, when we're talking about an ecosystem, I always imagine, and I'm just giving everybody an example, that I'm standing on one side of a pond, and I need to go to the other side because the other side is either where food or shelter or whatever is. But I see all these things that are in my way. And I'm talking about, a bear or that kind of thing. But the bear represents what? And then I see that there's toxins in the water. Oh, okay. What do I do about that?
What do they represent?
What they represent. And here's my point that I'm getting at is that when you can see yourself as an ecosystem, look at what's standing in your way of your ecosystem and start clearing those things. And things like the anger about having to go to work, the anger about not having enough money, or the fear that I'm a bad mom and I didn't do right by my kids. All of these are energies. And if you see yourself standing on one side of this ecosystem, which is yours, and there's other variables there, you can clear the emotional attachments to all of these things and go forward. You can get to the other side of the lake a whole lot faster than you ever could have imagined.
It's truly transformative.
Yes.
Here's the last part of this.
Okay.
With the ecosystem approach, you don't have to set your hair on fire, make it pink, do anything weird. You know, you don't have
to. But if you want to, that's
okay too.
Sit in the
middle of Times Square and meditate, any of that. It's an internal process. It's very private. And in this day and age where people are quick to label and you're one of those. You know, you don't have to worry about any of that because none of this, it happens. It's private, it's personal, but it's hugely transformative.
And in such a positive way that give it a try today. You will be so surprised. In fact, in the next segment, that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to give you a list of things that you can clear to be successful. So are we ready for key points,
yes.
Jason? Jason, what are the key points?
Your beliefs and assumptions about you and your success are energies that can be cleared. Forcing, pushing, acting like you have success traits rarely works, and then they do have toxic side effects.
Yes.
Seeing yourself as an ecosystem by clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically uncovers your natural abilities.
Correct.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to uncover all your talents and abilities and develops all of them without any radical changes.
All right. So, Jason, let's tell everyone how to do the clearing. Mm-hmm. And then in the next segment, that's exactly what we're going to do. So
Jacob's going to show you a picture of the processor. So all you have to do,
Jacob,
is, as we say, and to eliminate barriers, veils, and illusions, specific emotions, mm-hmm. Just in your mind's eye, gather those all up, blow them into the processor, and it goes in the top. It gets processed and then it comes out neutral.
Right.
And it's really that simple. You don't have to, you can stand, sit, lay down. Mm-hmm. You can be doing something else. You can be doing some other activity, washing dishes.
Or you can even walking, do it while you're running. Driving.
Yes.
I just don't recommend closing your eyes then.
Yes. Yes.
Whatever works for you, whatever you can fit into your schedule, because I know everybody out there is busier than the day is long right now. Everything is changing all around us, and the ecosystem approach can help you actually do that successfully. That can be a success. Mm-hmm. The next thing that we're going to do after we do the clearing is we're going to activate life force energy. Life force energy is the most powerful energy that anyone has access to. And what we're going to do is we're going to call upon it. We're going to have it come in through the top of our head. We're going to let it go all the way down our torso, our arms, and our legs to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. And we're going to turn it around using the power of that life force energy. And we're going to remove more negative energy to be more successful. So with that said, stay tuned when we come back. We're going to get you started on clearing for greater success for yourself by uncovering your natural abilities and clearing assumptions and beliefs that don't serve you. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noelle Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to get you started on clearing for greater success for yourself by uncovering your natural abilities and clearing the assumptions and beliefs that don't serve you. You ready to go?
Here we go.
All right.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barriers so I can perceive my assumptions about success and start to question them. Gather up those barriers.
And throw them in that processor and or a garbage can if you're, you know,
Blow them into the processor.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So take another breath, everybody, and blow it out.
And a barrier is an energy that's a limitation that, that keeps you from seeing. So,
right. Oh, good. Good explanation. Yeah. I'm impressed. Yeah. Okay. So, and with that said, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see and feel my real restrictions come from assumptions and beliefs that are invisible. Nice and easy. Take a breath and blow those barriers out.
And to eliminate the intense feelings of worry, anxiety, and frenzy that numb me and prevent my success.
Nice. Take a breath. And to eliminate the feelings of fear and hurt and shame that covers my confidence and keeps me from my abilities and talents. Take a breath.
Unworthiness often is a big killer of any sort of success.
Well, and
it's an assumption.
Exactly. And so is anxiety in a way, because anxiety keeps you stuck in the, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's not easy. So go ahead, Jason.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear, hurt, and shame. Oh, we did that one already.
Yes.
So, and to eliminate the barriers so I can see that I've been distracted all my life by issues and traumas.
And I'm going to add, and dramas, especially in my family of origin. Take a breath. He could have written that one for me. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that success for me is holistic and needs to be uncovered. There's such a peace that happens when you start to remove the negative energies that are blocking you from who you are. Take a breath, everybody.
And to eliminate any feelings of fear and terror that keeps my talent and ability from coming forward.
Nice.
That fear and terror is just,
huge.
It is big success killer.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that my greatest success comes from all my abilities, not programming specific ones. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any intense anger I have that interferes with my success and uncovering all my abilities and those relationships with each other.
Oh, I love that. Meaning your judgment about something, or the creativity about something, or the awareness about something.
When your creativity and your judgment are segmented or blocked, mm-hmm. and they don't talk to each other, it keeps you from huge amounts of potential that
right.
you would have otherwise.
Well, and you know what? I have to say this. Jason and I had this show that we were helping people with, and I was going to be doing something. I was going to be creating moves that people would help people clear things. And I was just, I didn't realize how afraid I was of everybody else's judgment. And I said, Jason, what's going on? He pointed it out. I cleared it. And within 5 minutes, I was going, I got it done. It was, and by the way, it was very successful. So with that said, and to eliminate any intense anger I have that interferes with my success.
That was one that
we
I
just did
yeah.
that one, excuse yeah. me. And to eliminate any resistance to overcoming my programming. And by the way, that's what I was just talking about, by clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the false belief that success has a specific personality type that mm-hmm. isn't me, mm-hmm. or that I can never be successful because I'm not that type. That's completely false. Take
yes.
that false belief and throw it into the processor.
Into the processor, exactly. And to eliminate the barriers so I can see any dark energy that interferes with all my intellectual abilities from working together. Wow, that's a huge one.
That's holistic. That's what it means by holistic.
Really, exactly. Take a breath. Throw that negative energy right into that processor.
And to eliminate any numbness or blocks I have to assumptions and beliefs that block my success in many areas of my life.
Yes. And to eliminate the barriers so I can continue to learn how dark energy programming interferes with all of my abilities and talents. Take a breath. You don't need that. You don't need that negative energy. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see all the ways programming dumbs me down and interferes with my success.
Yes. Take a breath. And by the way, I could say this with hands on hips, as I often say, I don't want to be dumbed down by anything. So clearing is the best way to take care of it. Take a breath. Jason, I'm going to activate life force. Here we go. Follow me. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can use life force energy for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve now and in the future so I can be the best of me starting right now. Nice and easy. Activate life force. Call it in. Let it go all the way down your body to the tips of your toes. Stop it right there. And then give yourself permission to use that life force energy to remove more negative energy that's blocking you from success.
And to activate life force so I can have hope that there is more success for me than what I believe I have right now.
Take a breath, nice and easy. Pull it in. You're pulling in hope, everyone, and clearing the blocks to hope and blow out any negative energy. And to activate life force so I can trust programming has dumbed me down and covered my abilities and talents that are invisible, not only to me, but even to others. Nice and easy. Life force. Use that life force because it works with you. It's amazing. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to uncover my abilities and see what I've missed my life.
Yes.
Take a breath.
And one last one for today. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, creative, let go of programming, use the life force energy for healing, and also to heal the parts where the negative energies were that no longer are within me, starting right now. Pull it in. Just fill yourself up with healing life force energy. Take a breath. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This was a request by a client, and it's first aid for mental health.
Oh, okay.
So people come to us and say, oh my gosh, you know, I've been clearing. Mm-hmm. But I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I'm trapped. I feel so awful. What do I do?
Mm.
And, you know, the ecosystem approach is not a quick fix.
No.
But we can help you with some things that you can do when you're really struggling.
Yes.
And to help you get yourself out of it. Mm-hmm. We want to teach this to you so that whenever this happens to you, mm-hmm. it happens to everyone, it happens to us, you'll know how to get yourself out of it. The most important part is not that you have it, but that you know how to get yourself out of it.
I love it. Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important for me personally and for the audience out there?
If we've touched you today, if this has made a big difference in you, it's time to learn the ecosystem approach. And the way you do that is listen to our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
Go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org, mm-hmm. and sign up for our free section, which includes the newsletter. And then then every week, do the clearings.
Mm-hmm.
Do the clearings on the show, and then do the clearings during the week.
Put them on your phone. Download them on your phone.
It's cumulative.
Yes, very much.
The more you do it, the more that there is.
Right.
And then go to our Facebook page,
mm-hmm.
theecosystemapproach.org, and like us.
Okay.
We love the likes. We appreciate that. That's where the videos are contained, and you mm-hmm. can see our shows from there.
Okay.
If you want to see us in person. And just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Keep doing it because there's success within you that needs to be uncovered.
I love it. We'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to The Ecosystem Approach with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to The Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.